Bethel's Road construction opened up the perfect opportunity for volunteers handing out the petition.
Is he a registered voter?
A table decorated with flags faces Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. Beverly Hoffman and other volunteers walk up to waiting cars that line up because of the construction just up the road. Kathleen Nanning sits in one of those cars. She didn't vote for Dunleavy and says cutting services for a full permanent fund dividend isn't a wise idea.
I don't want bigger dividends. I want people to be taken care of because of what people spend their dividends on. Because dividend time can be a really sad time for some of the students in our area because their parents don't spend it on the right things.
Kathy Hansen is one of the volunteers gathering signatures. She hands a pen to a woman signing the petition. Hansen thinks they can get enough signatures to put the petition up for a vote next April.
I think the sentiment is statewide is very strong, that we have a governor who's made some egregious mistakes. Democracy is not a spectator sport.
The volunteers collect the signatures during noon rush hour and the evening, right when people get off work. This petition round, if it is approved by the state and has enough signatures, would then trigger a second round, when even more signatures would be required to put the governor's recall to a public vote in April. Nome, Anchorage, Kodiak, and the state capital Juneau are some of the places holding recall Dunleavy events in Alaska on Thursday. In Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.